It is a big, fun Friday, and you know him because he's got his own intro music. From DenverFan.com, you hear him right here on the fan as well. It's our guy, John Davis. JD, what's good, dude?
Chilling out, man. How you guys doing tonight?
Always doing good talking football with you, brother, or talking anything, basically. And your latest at DenverFan.com is why the Broncos should extend one Tim Patrick while they can. By the way, this is coupled with a report from Jeff Legwald that says Patrick is going to get interest if the Broncos don't first or second round tender him. So any sort of, original round tender, which means they can match, but they won't get anything for him. Legwald is suggesting it has to be a first or second round tender for this talented wide receiver. What prompted you to write this piece? What should the Broncos do with one Timmy Patz?
They probably should have done it in the middle of the season, but John Elway never did that. They should extend him, and you could get him in 1 year if he continues the trajectory that he's been on. In 1 year, you're going to be in a Justin Simmons situation where he's sitting there commanding time, maybe not setting the market like Simmons, but somebody will pay him a whole lot of money. And as talented as this receiver room is, right now, Tim Patrick's really the only sure thing you have. Cortland Sutton's coming off a knee injury. Judy and Hamler, I really like Judy, but they're still developing. Tim Patrick, who was an afterthought going into last year, became the best guy in the room right now, the one guy you can rely on. In a year, Cortland Sutton's contract is going to be up. We don't know where Judy and Hamler are going to be at. Tim Patrick provides you the most stability long term, and I don't know why they didn't approach him earlier. You could have got him. If they would have approached him, three quarters of the way through the season, they could have got Tim Patrick for nothing, and the upside to what he can do would have been huge. So not surprised teams are after him. This is another guy they kind of let linger too long, and he got too good, like we've seen with a lot of guys. But if they can still get him, don't even let it get to that tender. Offer him a contract. Keep Tim Patrick here. He's reliable. He's really good. He's always getting better. And he's the leader in that receiving group.
All right, John, let's play this game since you brought up Timmy Pat. Cecil and I had this conversation a while back. So you tell me if the Broncos, which I would admit that they've made a mistake with Tim Patrick not giving him a deal early like they're doing with Justin Simmons. But what does that deal actually look like, John?
I mean, I would give him I'm not the money man here. I'm just saying extend the guy.
well, you said extend it. What are we extending him for?
I would try to get, 3 years on him and guarantee the money. I don't know. What would you guarantee that around, like 10? Probably something like that.
Well,
something
Cecil,
that wouldn't.
Cecil said, I think 7 a year.
Yeah, well, that's what it's going to be now because they waited too long.
Yeah. So, and you got to watch out because someone might actually try to sign him to something like that. Imagine like a 3-year, $20 million deal, 10 guaranteed, something like that. Like that. Yeah. Are the Broncos going to match that, John? They've been hesitant to just keep their own damn guy.
Exactly. I mean, that, and they're not going to match that. And it's again, they price themselves out. Again, it's a guy that was showing good. He's in your room. You know him better than anybody. Lock him up. And they didn't do it again. And they probably waited too long. And the problem is, I was listening to you guys coming in too. The Broncos are so bad and dysfunctional right now. Nobody's hometown discounting this team right now. Everybody's basically saying, you got to pay me top dollar to stay here. And that's what's happened. The Chris Harris, Derek Wolf contracts, those don't exist for the Broncos right now. That's why they need to get to these guys early. If they can, they need to get to Tim Patrick, offer him some contract that is team friendly. But I think you guys are right. Was it Billy Turner a few years ago who they were trying to lock up when it was too late? And his agent was like, hit the market, dude. And yep. He balled out with that contract with the Packers. We're probably seeing that again. We saw it with Matt Paradis. They wouldn't extend him. We saw it with Billy Turner, and if they can't get Timmy Patz, then I know he's injured. They probably need to look at Cortland Sutton and try to get something locked up with him, because now we're sitting in a situation where in 1 year they could be out of Sutton and Tim Patrick.
Yeah, and that's what I wrote about at DenverFan.com, and when it came out that they had a Zoom meeting with Purdue wide receiver Rondale Moore, who by the way is looking like a late first or early second round pick. It made me curious, like, Why, John? Is that why? Because, well, they're not going to pay Timmy Patz, and they might lose him this year, by the way, and they're not going to pay Cortland Sutton, or they may trade Cortland Sutton. But I'll tell you this, I think I got ratioed. I don't know if I got that right, John, but I think so many people, they didn't like my tweet, but, oh, everybody had something to say about the Broncos being in on a first-round wide receiver.
No, you're exactly right. By the way, I have a friend that went to Purdue. I sent him that. He's ecstatic that the Broncos might get a Purdue wide receiver.
Ooh, okay.
So he was thrilled about it. No, it's right now. I mean, that's really where we're at, because the problem with it, too, is you've got the smaller, shiftier guys with Hamler and Judy. You need a big body, and now the Broncos are sitting here, and they might lose both of them. So, no, it should not be a shock. If everybody wants to lose their minds about the Broncos getting a receiver, it's not Cecil out there saying, here's what they should do. It's Cecil saying, read what's in front of your face, guys. They haven't re-signed Tim Patrick. Cortland Sutton's up in a year. That room suddenly gets very thin. So it's rough, because the receiving core is why we're all like, ooh, Deshaun Watson would love playing here. Well, there's more than meets the eye with that. And if they can't keep Timmy Patz, which – if I'm any team out there, Tim Patrick immediately makes your team better. He's everything you want in a receiver. If they can't keep him, they've got to figure out something with Cortland Sutton, or one of their only position groups that's worth talking about will be desolate in a year.
Well, John, once again, you're not only like a wealth of knowledge when it comes to hip-hop, but you're like a Denver Broncos encyclopedia. So I'm going to lean on that fan aspect that you have for your beloved team and mine as well. What does that say to you as a fan, knowing as though the Broncos have shown that they have allowed certain types of guys who they've drafted and brought in to leave the organization instead of doing what's right by them and trying to keep them here? What does that do to you and make you think as a fan?
To me, what frustrates me about it is it shows they're not paying attention to their own guys. And almost they hit on, you know, with the Elway, they hit on free agency so well early on. And it wasn't just the big name guys, the TJ Wards. It was the Broderick Bunkley. And it was the Terrence Knighton. Brandon Marshall, linebacker Brandon Marshall. They were finding diamonds in the rough through free agency. So they got cocky and thought, we don't have to break the bank for anybody. We'll just draft another guy. Well, the problem is they got really bad at drafting. they stopped being it. You know, they've got our guy, I'll use the example, our guy Big O, and they go draft Michael Schofield. And they think, well, look how easy it was with Orlando. We'll get Sam Brila, we'll get Schofield. We don't have to pay Big O. And look what happened.
Right.
They didn't know how to scout. They let him leave. And we now set the market for a right tackle that doesn't even play. So that's where the Broncos have ended up. So to me, Nick, they became very arrogant over there. They did not appreciate guys. It's why we're in the Justin Simmons situation. Yep. It's almost like you ever got that buddy who has a really great girlfriend and he gets bored of her and then he dumps her for somebody else and that somebody else doesn't like him and now he can't get the other girlfriend back? That's how the Broncos have been with these players, just not appreciating really good players that other teams would love to have. It's been arrogant. It's gotten us to a point now, and I think I brought this up with you guys before, to where other than Justin Simmons and Garrett Bowles, I don't know if there's one player on this roster that with a straight face you could argue is in the top five at their position in the NFL.
Well, and that leads directly into the Philip Lindsay conversation, because I've nosed around enough people around the league and enough teams around the league. There's a market for Philip Lindsay. If Denver's not careful, they're going to lose Tim Patrick, and they're going to lose Philip Lindsay. Because, again, like, why don't you like your own guys? Because other teams, I'll tell you this, you know, I'm not speaking out of turn. If Baltimore has a chance at Philip Lindsay, they're going to get him.
Oh, and he'll do unbelievable there.
He'll tear it up, man.
He is everything they love in Baltimore. I mean, he is tough. He is gritty. He's unafraid. And with what they like, you know, with Lamar Jackson, Philip Lindsay is, since, I don't know, probably 2013, 2014, I think you could argue Philip Lindsay's the only surefire home run hitter that offense had consistently. And, you know, you go back to the Chargers game, the big comeback this year, that team was kind of giving up. And then Philip Lindsay had that big run and by himself put him right back in that game. And that's what type of player Philip Lindsay is. Love him or hate him, a game can shift on a dime with what he does. They didn't appreciate him. And they went and got Melvin Gordon, which I didn't hate the move, but you could have spent it somewhere else. You made him. Here's what's happening, too. It happened with Chris Harris Jr. For one, they get rid of Chris Harris Jr. to get Boye to come Boye a year later, so that was stupid. The guys are leaving angry. Guys are leaving angry. People aren't leaving the Broncos. They're almost like storming out of the building.
Yeah.
And it's just great players. Players that have done a lot for you are leaving for Melvin Gordon and for A.J. Boye and people that have done nothing for you. So hopefully George Payton changes this around and kind of smooths over. And when John Elway first came to the Broncos as an executive, the first thing he did was right the wrong of Champ Bailey. Josh McDaniels almost screwed that up, and Elway fixed it. And then Elway, didn't do that ever again. So hopefully George Payton smooths this over, because as a fan, it's horrible. You can't get attached to any of these players because they leave. And as a player, they don't want to be here.
Well, John, if you are George Payton, with everything you just said, how is it that you lure free agents here to Denver? What's the recipe and what's the formula for that?
Well, you lure free agents because you say, hey, look at what we do. We don't care about our own guys, but we'll pay you a bunch of money and everybody will come on in. Be like, ask around. We back up the truck for people that have proven nothing to us while we let everybody that's proven everything go. But it's, I mean, with George Payton, you got to kind of say, hey, whatever you heard previously, you know, how we negotiate with players, that's not what's going on. We're building a winner. We want to appreciate guys. And we still take care of our players. You know, ask Kareem Jackson. We still take care of everybody here. But because Kareem's telling Deshaun it's great here. So there's got to be some level. The players are still taken care of, you know, with the facilities and everything. So there is still good. But as far as negotiation and expressing gratitude towards players, George Payton needs to say, whatever you heard, that's not how it's going on now. This is a new place. We're getting it back to the Denver Broncos of old. Just all we ask is that you come in here and you win. And you play hard, whatever. I mean, he's just got to say, he's got to pitch his vision and say, whatever Elway's doing or was doing, that's not what we're doing anymore.
John Davis, DenverFan.com. You hear him right here on The Fan as well. And always a hip hop question. So, I love Shaq Diesel. That's, you know, always been a point of emphasis on this show. So I want to know, best NBA, not NFL, not, anybody else. NBA rapper, best NBA rapper, because, you know, athletes want to be rappers and rappers want to be NBA players.
Right, right. Nobody's satisfied with their one globally loved skill.
Right.
It's got to be. So Allen Iverson had a rap album that never came out because apparently he was unbelievably inappropriate on the album. And they were like,
How is that happening of, you know, Two Live Crew or whatever you want to say? Like, if Luke Skywalker's out there, not that Luke Skywalker, AI should be out there, right?
Yeah, AI, I guess, but maybe it was Reebok or somebody was like, dude, we cannot do this. So, unfortunately, we never got to hear Allen Iverson's raps. Apparently, he dissed Jay-Z, too. Him and Jay-Z had an issue, I think, in real life at some point. But the Shaq Diesel album is objectively a good rap album. Like, it is not like good because, oh, it's good for an NBA player. The beats, everything on that, Shaq Diesel's good. But I'll give you, he's not technically rapping, but making beats, producing records, the most talented NBA guy to go into rap is Chris Webber. A lot of people don't know that. Chris Webber has made some amazing beats. And he's worked a lot with Nas. So it's one that doesn't get as much shine. But in that transition, even though he's not rapping, Chris Webber would be the guy I would pick.
John, I want to circle back to something that you said earlier that really made me, you know, perk my ears up. Do you have friends that they're dating or they were dating at one point a very attractive woman and they decided to, you know what, I'm going to go in a different direction. only to realize that they made a mistake. Who are your friends?
Yo, hey, I can't snitch on him. I snitched on my brother on the radio a few weeks ago, and he called me. He's like, "What are you doing? You're blowing me up on the radio."
who are these guys?
I mean, who are these?
Yes.
Yo, I'll bring them around. They're all married now, so I can't call them out now because then their wives are going to be like, "Are you going to do that to me too, there, buddy?" Like,
oh.
They're going to be like, "You're going to leave me?" But yeah, it would happen. It would happen quite. I had one friend who continually would just date. He had this girl. She was just. He would get girls that were really nice and were really loyal, and he would treat them well. But then he'd get bored, and then I'd have to spend the next year with him being like, "She won't take me back. I'm so sad." I'm like, "You did it to yourself. I don't feel bad for you. Quit crying to me." So that's the Denver Broncos. They've been crying to me about their ex-girlfriend for the past 5 years. And I need them to realize they got themselves in that position.
Well, I'll tell you this really quickly, John. All you have to do is introduce them to Shannon. Shannon solves every problem if you want to, if your buddies are having that type of issue. Yes, it's always Shannon.
Yeah, he brings up Shannon. That's my Sancho from years ago, John. We won't get too deep into that story. We'll have some quick pops, and I will tell you my Shannon story, because he blocked me on Facebook. Yeah. Steals my girl and then blocks me on Facebook. Thanks, Shannon. Jerk. Yeah. He's John Davis, DenverFan.com. He's on our Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. JD, be good, brother, man. We'll talk soon.
Right on. Thanks, fellas.
There we have him. That is John Davis again on that Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Oh, a very heavy but important discussion, and how we all can help and help our friends in need that maybe we don't necessarily realize. We'll talk to Nate Jackson about that next.